And welcome into In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Nick McNamara in for Brandon Peoples today and also on Monday. So you'll get to hear me one more time until next Saturday. Coming up later in the show, we'll have Dr. Stephen Higgs from the Biosecurity Research Institute. We'll hear about his tour with Governor Kelly yesterday. And before him, we'll have John Jobe from 4-H talk to us about a recap on the fair and some upcoming activities and maybe how things will be looking for them coming up. But first, on the line with us, CVB Director Karen Hibbard. Karen, thanks for calling in.
Nick, thanks for having me. I always enjoy being able to talk to you and being able to share with the community what's happening in Manhattan.
Of course, it's always a great time, and we always do this on this sort of time of the month. Every Friday, we have you on to talk about various things related to tourism, travel, and just budgetary stuff as well. And as we're approaching this weekend, you know, interestingly enough, there's a lot of events coming up between adoption events, things going on over in Pottawatomie County food-wise, and then even the Ogden, the bike share event coming up too. It seems like we're entering, as the summer's moved along and as numbers have shifted and changed a bit COVID-19-wise, do you think we're entering a little more of a normality in terms of tourism? What are you seeing on your end?
Well, I think it'll be a while before we're back to total normalcy, but I certainly think that people are looking for ways to get out, to enjoy the surroundings that we enjoy on a daily basis. Maybe even taking the time to slow down a little bit to be able to enjoy some of the things that we've never had time to do before that is local.
Yeah, you know, sometimes in the middle of the hustle and bustle, you don't necessarily take advantage of the things that are right around you, be it restaurants or just places to go.
Yes, absolutely. I think a good example of that, throughout the summer on Monday night, we played bingo. Thanks to Dave Lewis and his entertainment capabilities, it has really been a fun way for us to introduce to our listeners, to our participants, all of the things that Manhattan offers in the surrounding area. Dave does a great job of being very creative, humorous, as he ties in historical facts with that. Anything from landmarks to your favorite dining experience to your favorite celebration, that has all been talked about as we play bingo. This coming Monday, August the 10th, is our last night to host bingo. But we have had winners not only locally, but from Wichita and Hutchinson that joined in on the fun so that they could come in and participate in the Manhattan Dolphins. I want to thank our sponsors that we have had. We have had Cox Brothers, Coca Cola, Chick-fil-A, Colbert Hill, Wildwood Adventure Park, for families to go and enjoy a visit, as well as our sponsorship has been providing dollars. It's really been fun to listen to the people as they have played this on Zoom, to listen to their chat, the things that they've learned about Manhattan, experiences that they have yet to go and see and do, but are looking forward to because the results of bingo, now they understand what that offering is. And so, again, I think your point is people are looking at how to get out and enjoy. Now they're seeing that Manhattan's local offerings are still great.
And I will note, we're getting the gist of everything you're saying, Karen, but there is a little bit of interference on the phone line. We're just going to have to bear with that for those listeners. We're going to work our way through it and try. For the most part, we are hearing the most of what you're saying, though. I just wanted to let you know on our end what we're hearing here.
And I'm getting the feedback, too.
Okay, yeah. Maybe I can adjust some levels over here. But regarding that bingo, those bingo events, what is the type of turnout you've been seeing? I know you've been saying there's a lot of it's really historical and interesting information there. What's your participation been like?
Well, it depends on the Monday and the other activities. We've had 30 folks that have participated. I think our highest night, Dave could share with us about that. We had 100 folks registered one one Monday evening, and technology failed us. Of course, when we had the most people signed up to play, technology did not work. And so I know this morning I was listening to K-Man, and CBSD didn't work, and not that you delight when technology doesn't work, but it's comforting to know that even the big guys have challenges. And so it has been a range of participants, but on average probably about anywhere from 30 to 40 folks that have participated on a Monday night.
Oh, that's pretty good.
And I think that the registration for this coming Monday is getting pretty tight. So it's the last one. We got $25 worth of Little Apple Bucks for both prizes. And so it's kind of last call for people to get in and participate for the last one.
Absolutely.
And interesting, you know, you mentioned the technical difficulties, having taught online for half or maybe the majority of the semester last semester. I learned all about that, so I know what you're talking about there. I completely understand. And speaking of classes, I'm beginning to look into preparing for class, but students are beginning to prepare to return over here to K-State and Manhattan. What sort of with students returning, what does that sort of pose? I know there's some challenges approaching that health-wise, and I know the university is trying to do their best to mitigate that and put forth policies to keep students and faculty safe as possible. But on your side of things, what does that influx of returning students and people mean to the community?
Well, it means a lot, and absolutely, our hospitality industry has been hit hard. Whether it's lodging, shopping, dining, entertainment, all of those offerings have been hit hard. So I want to certainly reiterate the fact that all of those offerings also have done their best to provide a very safe environment, from making sure that masks are available as you enter in, to make sure that social distancing is done, to provide a clean, safe environment is of utmost importance for us. Certainly, to be able to go and enjoy your favorite dining spot, to be able to shop in your favorite shop, to go to the Flint Hills Discovery Center, to go to Sunset Zoo, to go to the Midwest Dream Car Museum, all of those things that Manhattan has to offer. If they're pay attention to their hours and to their welcoming, as we are now learning how we have to enjoy those venues, I think that Manhattan is more than poised for that. For students to come back. As we see that activity begin to uptick, we want our students and our new residents to be very safe as they come into our community. So with that, we have a few, you know, we've talked a little bit about what's going to be different. How do people entertain? And one of the things that was scheduled for earlier in the summer that had to be moved back is Cabela's King Catfish Tournament. We actually are going to be hosting a catfish tournament out at Petal Creek the weekend of August 28th and 29th. And this is really interesting in the fact that the Cabela's King Catfish Tournament, they host 12 events throughout the year in 10 different states. And Kansas actually is hosting it twice. Petal Creek Lake is here on the 28th and 29th of August. Originally, it was scheduled for back in April, and so due to COVID, that has been pushed back. But then again, we will be welcoming fishermen later at Milford Lake, and that is scheduled for the 10th of October. So fishermen can check in. There will be the entry of that is a $300 fee for a team of two, and they will be headquartered. The fishermen are going to be headquartered at Four Points. And so you might go by on that Friday, August the 28th, and see that parking lot filled with boats and fishing boats that they're just going to be at their getting their team information on that Friday night. Then they'll head out to the marina early on Saturday morning. The start time is at 6 a.m. on Saturday the 29th. But if you are wanting to see what the size of those catfish are that they're going to be pulling out of there, the weigh-in will be at 3 p.m., and then the announcements will be made at 4 p.m. on that Saturday, the 29th of August. So, again, it will be a fun, unique event that will bring in some fishermen to enjoy our great outdoors, and you can be local. You can be, hopefully we will be also bringing in folks that are from around the area that want to come and enjoy our fishing as well.
And a good part of that also is that it's outdoors. So folks who are potentially a little concerned about, you know, being in too tight of quarters with people, this is an outdoor event. So you're, there's plenty of room to distance.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's what makes it so so much fun. And, again, appreciative of what our lake has to offer. You know, the lake has so many offerings, but this is really fun. And if you're a fisherman, we encourage you to go to our website and look at the Cabela's King Cat Tournament. You can certainly sign up to participate in that. But it is. It's outdoors, and just enjoy that, because we all know winter is coming, so it might be hot the next couple of days, but winter is coming.
That is very true. And as you mentioned, they'll be staying at the Four Points by Sheraton, and the hotel and hospitality industry as a whole has taken a pretty big hit throughout this entire pandemic. There's been fluctuations week by week, month by month. Some are better and some are worse. But with folks coming out for this, do you see that as a sign of optimism? And what are some of the latest numbers we've been seeing occupancy-wise in general?
Sure. Well, and again, I talk about that consumer confidence, and all of our lodging have really gone above and beyond to provide a very safe, clean environment. They always had, but even more so with the COVID challenges that we have. But our occupancy remains very low. It ranges anywhere from, on average, it's about 20%, 25% less than what we normally would see. We were really pleased the week of July 29th through the 25th, which was 2 weeks ago. We had a occupancy on Wednesday of 57.6% occupancy. Not only are there a few meetings that are taking place, a few travelers that are coming in, we hosted a golf tournament out at Colbert Hills, and that brought in about 125 golfers, and they stayed in our hotels. And so that really helped with that occupancy on that night, as well as for that week, because that week of July, our hotel occupancy was 52.9% occupancy. Now, let me put that into perspective, because previous years, we in 2019, that same week, we had a 72, almost a 73% occupancy, and that usually is the average for July. So you can see we are down about 20%. So our hotels have really taken a hit there. It's been very, very hard for our folks that offer lodging to we welcome when we have a full night, and those have been very few and far between.
And we're coming up on our time limit here, but briefly before we let you go, I just want to ask, as this sort of impact occupancy-wise and I suppose revenue-wise as well to the hospitality industry continues, how much longer can some of these businesses continue to sustain this? What is the long-term impact of this type of hit so over a long term like this?
Well, it's not bright, that's for sure. And so the quicker that we can get visitors, consumers to come in and enjoy our offerings, the better. That that consumer confidence, not just here in Manhattan, nationally, we're seeing that it's going to be a time before we'll be back to what we were very familiar with. Difficult for me to put a time frame on that, Nick, but certainly as students come back, as football comes back, as activities begin to ramp up safely, we will see an uptick. And so our goal is for no one to have to go dark, but for there to be
success that happened. But it is a very grim situation that we are facing.
Well, looking forward to the event coming up on the 29th. That's Cabela's King Catfish Tournament, 28th, 29th. And that starts off at 6 a.m. that day. Karen, thanks so much for calling in. Unfortunately, we're going to have to let you go. And happy early birthday, too.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate that. 88, that's a good number to remember.
Awesome. Yes, it is. Dave mentioned that a little, too. We're going to leave it at that numbers, too.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling in. Stay tuned. We'll have John Jobe from the Riley County Research and Extension.